put the blame on me.
Historian Felix Bunnell is here. He is brought to us by the King County Library System. Good morning. Happy Independence Day, Felix.
Same to you.
So you're going to mark the 129th year since the city of Ellensburg went up in flames, basically.
How joyous.
Wow. And it was very mysterious circumstances,
yeah,
I understand.
Yeah, because about a month ago, we looked at the anniversary of the Great Seattle Fire, which is, you know, kind of humdrum. A carpenter set some glue on fire. Everyone kind of knows that story. But, you know, it was a busy summer that year, 1889, for fires all over what was then Washington Territory. So one of these big fires was over in Ellensburg. It was on July 4th, 1889. You know, Ellensburg burned. That was the very same day that the Washington Constitutional Convention got underway in Olympia, as we were about to become a state and pick a place for the state capital. So lots of stuff was going on this day, 129 years ago. Ellensburg wanted to be the state capital. Can you imagine the state capital in the center of the state, how different that would be without Olympia? North Yakima wanted to be the capital, too. So
maybe
anyway,
the east side of the state wouldn't feel so left out if it was that way.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Olympia, of course, wanted to keep the capital. They'd been the territorial capital. So We know the cause of the Seattle fire. We know the cause of the Spokane fire a month later, but Ellensburg is a little different. The cause of this fire is something of a mystery, and some might even say a conspiracy. Sadie Thayer is director of the Kittitas County Historical Museum. You know, it's generally agreed by those who know that the fire in Ellensburg began by a mercantile store ran by a guy named J.S. Anthony. Pencil that name down. We're going to get back to him in a minute. You remember the name J.S. Anthony. Anyway, Sadie ran me through several theories about the possible causes. Fireworks, insurance fraud, faulty electricity, striking miners, vagrants displaced by the Seattle fire, disgruntled Native Americans, disgruntled Chinese, even a disgruntled circus that had set up their tent on the edge of town. Well, they tried to, but the wind made it impossible.
That's an awful lot of disgruntling.
I know. Everyone should be taking notes on this story. It's a little hard to follow. But being a hard-hitting history journalist, I cut right to the chase and asked Sadie Thayer who she thought was responsible for causing the Ellensburg fire.
I personally look at the vagrants coming in from Seattle. Seattle burned in June. We burned in July, and Spokane burned in August. So even though we know the cause of Seattle's fire, people look at, was there some connection between three locations and a fire, you know, an arsonist?
So what you're telling me is even in 1889, people of Eastern Washington were already blaming Western Washington for all their problems.
Yes.
So for the most sensational theory of the bunch, Sadie hooked me up with a retired Tacoma Fire Department investigator named Charlie Hansen. Hansen lives over on Vashon Island these days. He spent many years studying the Ellensburg fire, and he's convinced it was intentionally set.
The reason I can reach back in history and say it was definitely on purpose is because that later that night, somebody left these red cards in the yards of some of the prominent citizens. And these red cards had a couple of sayings on them. One of them was, "You show no mercy, we have no pity."
So the cards actually said, "You have no pity, we show no mercy." But either way, it's a creepy message. But the presence of the red cards doesn't really prove anything irrefutably. Maybe somebody was just pulling an opportunistic prank, or maybe it really was arson and the arsonist distributed the card. You know, it's really impossible to prove 129 years later. And oddly enough, there's no examples of the red cards in the collection of the Kittitas Museum, or in any collection anywhere. If they did exist, they disappeared. And there's no list of the so-called prominent families who found them on their charred lawns 129 years ago. It's a little murky to me. But regardless of that, Charlie Hansen has done plenty of thinking about the Ellensburg fire and what a tragedy it could have been. For instance, hundreds of people were right next door at a dance near J.S. Anthony's store where the fire started. Slight difference in the wind, and there could have been hundreds of deaths. Charlie Hansen says, and he thinks a motive like this might point to a culprit.
But who would do something so nasty, right? So you think about it, some rival. And so I cannot eliminate political rival. And who had the most to lose? It wasn't Yakima.
You going to make me connect the dots, or are you going to say it?
I always wonder about Olympia interests.
Aha,
well, there
politics.
We go. Blaming the West Side for the East Side's troubles yet again. No, it's nothing new under the sun. So to make this clear, Charlie Hansen wonders if someone who wanted to keep the capital in Olympia decided to try and burn down Ellensburg to take them out of the running. It's a fascinating theory, and I would love it if someone has a red card in a book somewhere. Maybe there is a red card out there we could turn up by having the story today. But there's one more theory. Remember J.S. Anthony? Sadie Thayer spoke many years ago with an Ellensburg man who was well over 100 years old. He's now deceased. He had this to say.
J.S. Anthony, who had the store that the fire started in, was also quite the ladies' man. So there was a question, did a jilted lover or the spouse of a mistress or whatnot, did either he or she burn the store down as a response to love that spiraled out of control.
You mean a burning passion?
Yes.
So I always say it's okay to joke about fires where nobody was killed.
See,
no one was killed in the Seattle fire or the Ellensburg fire, so we can make these goofy jokes about
already.
It.
Wow.
And one more thing, if that wasn't enough about J.S. Anthony, who forget the red cards, I think it's J.S. Anthony. He was known to have a moonshine still in his basement, and that might have exploded as causing the fire. So who knows?
So we got booze, girls, politics, could be anything.
And I think the only theory that didn't come up was that a Sasquatch piloted a UFO into J.S. Anthony's store. That's the theory I'm going to start promoting.
One.
If you have one, send one to us
or
at 98973. Could have been some sort of parachute. But yeah, if your family has connections to 19th century Ellensburg, go look in the family Bible. Shake it really hard. Maybe a red card will fall out that says, "You show no mercy, we have no pity."
Or
"We have
walls.
No pity, you show no mercy." Yeah, I would love for this story to turn up some evidence of what happened 129 years ago today on July 4th, 1889 in Ellensburg.
Fascinating. Thank you, Felix.
Thank you.
Have a lovely day.
You do.